Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
All right, so Abby, what happened with a stranger and you and an adult toy?
Yeah, nothing says Merry Christmas like someone you don't know surprising you with a little adult fun. So I talked about this earlier in the show about how I went on this trip to Pigeon Forge slash Gatlinburg. Tommy, what are you in my... Tommy's in my ear.
No, he doesn't need... You're good. Keep
Shut
on.
Up, Tommy. I went on a trip to Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg with a new group of friends. And most of the people I didn't know beforehand, but I was determined to weasel my way into the friend group. So the first night we did something really cute. We made like a family dinner and we all sat around the table. It was like 14 people, some couples, some singles. And, you know, we're all gabbing and being young and cute and eating lasagna or whatever we made for our quote unquote family dinner. And after about two glasses of wine, one of my friends brought up one of the most embarrassing stories I brought up on the show because she's a P1. And it was the one about my mom sharing my Adam and Eve commercial with the whole Thanksgiving table. And so my friend decides, like, well, this is kind of like a Thanksgiving table. Why don't we just retell the story about my friend selling sex toys on the internet? And so it kind of became like this ongoing joke throughout the weekend that, weirdly enough, I felt like endeared me to the people because they would just bring it up in the most random situations. Like I was walking up the stairs after a couple of glasses of wine and I completely ate it up the stairs.
That was when you ate it.
Yeah. That's when I ate it. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the floor, like sobbing. And someone was like, my God, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, it's a little swollen. They're like, well, did you know if you use code Abby for 50% off, you can just vibrate the swellingness away with a dildo. And I was like, thanks, Jared. While I'm trying to like walk my way back to the bedroom. But after it became like this running joke, we did this, Christmas exchange where we all drew names like Secret Santa. So everybody in the group got somebody else to buy a gift for in downtown Gatlinburg.
And that's fun.
It was so fun, but I was really nervous because I was the only one that people hadn't really known before. So I'm thinking, shoot, I got to buy a gift for somebody I probably don't know that well. And B, I've got to now deal with a little bit of secondhand embarrassment because someone's going to have to buy me a gift and they don't really know me either. And so I draw somebody's name. Thank God it was actually somebody I knew. Absolutely crushed their gift because it was the husband of my friend who invited me. I was like, just tell me what to get Scott. And she was like, he loves banana pudding. So I got him banana pudding moonshine. And so we're all running around downtown Gatlinburg, like the craziest people there. And we go back to the cabin and we're all sitting around a circle getting ready to exchange our Secret Santa gifts. And I give Scott my banana pudding moonshine. He was real thrilled about it. They finished it in like half an hour, which led for a very good time because moonshine, hella strong, if you didn't know. And then finally it got to like one of the last people and I'm like, shoot, one of these people got my name and I'm starting to feel a little cringe because I know we're about to have this awkward moment where they're like, enjoy your gift. And I'm like, thanks. I know we've only spoken for like 10 minutes, so I'm going to like appreciate it no matter what it is. So the person who gets me ends up standing up, walking over to me, and they've got this white plastic bag that was like pretty big. And I'm like, what did you get with our $25 Secret Santa limit? And the front of the bag said, the cat's meow on it. I was like, oh my God, somebody told this person that I really love cats. Like, it's probably something from a cat back home. What a sweet idea. They did such a good job. They really went out of their way to make this special for me. So I grabbed the bag and I open it up and tell me why it's not a gift for my cat, but for the other kitty. It was, I guess the cat's meow really does stand for something else. I open it up and it's like a adult toy the size of my forearm. So I whip it out. And now I'm like in front of all these people that I've just met, like, Merry Christmas to me, I guess. But it was a callback to the joke that we were all talking about with my Adam and Eve ad, where everyone was like, yeah, I guess we're all getting our Christmas gifts from Abby's discount code for her Adam and Eve sponsorship. So
that's a bold move for a perfect stranger go in and get. You all must have been real hammered shopping in downtown Gatlinburg.
We drank so much moonshine. I did not realize, I think because I didn't realize that regular liquor is like 40%. And so when they were giving us the shots of moonshine, that they were like, oh, this is 35%. But like the highest one was 100 proof. I was like, oh my God, 35% is so weak. So I was going for the ones that were like 80% and 100%.
What is wrong with you? That's like just like liquid fire. Yeah.
It was so painful. And honestly, I don't know what they put in it, but I actually had zero hangover that weekend. So shout out to moonshine.
How do you have zero hangover after down in moonshine?
I don't know. Still drunk.
Can't get hungover if you're still drunk.
The Burt Show.